this big gust of wind comes up, and then it knocks over the firework, and so the firework goes off. Like, I guess this was it one of those fountain firework things, and so it goes off sideways.
I mean, praise God, nothing caught on fire.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And
yeah.
So we
it was shitting into the flowers.
And so we're all like, bye bye roses.
Yeah. So we were all like, well,
sorry about that, Blitz.
We were all like, well, Lord, that's not a sign for how our year is going to go. So we like,
whoa,
yeah,
it was
a sideways fountain firework. So
we think that we actually don't think that the firework cursed our year, but
the Lord just used it as a funny, like, buckle up moment.
It was a sign of just get ready. So yeah, it's going to be a long ride.
Begins.
Yeah. Since then, the firework has been going off and we've not been able to put it out.
No. It's continued to go into all flowers.
So we decided not to light any fireworks this year.
Just in case.
Wait, did we really?
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Feminine Glory Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Lydia Edmonds, and I'm joined by my wonderful co-host, Esther Edmonds.
Hello, everyone.
And we have a very special episode today because in studio with us, we have our brothers, Noah and Elijah Edmonds. Boys, say hi.
Hey, how's it going?
I feel like we need to distinguish which one's which. So, Noah, you need to say hello.
Hello, everybody.
He is the oldest of the Edmund siblings clan, and then Elijah.
Hello.
Is the youngest. So, bookend boys, us and I are safe in the middle. So, yes, we are here with our wonderful brothers to talk about the year 2025.
You boys are here on high demand.
We are. Yes. Don't worry. We definitely feel the pressure.
You were requested. All right. Well,
we're excited. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
You are welcome. Joining. I feel like we need to give them some sort of like an introduction. So, Noah, on the fly, come up with a quick bio about yourself.
All right.
2 to 3 sentences.
We didn't write your bio like everyone else. You get to say who you are.
All right. Well, you already said my name. So, definitely the oldest out of all four of you guys. The guinea pig, which has been really good life story so far.
We appreciate your sacrifice.
Yes, we all do. Now we know what not to do.
Thanks for real. No, but yeah, oldest out of four, currently a co-worker with my dad at work. Which has been a tremendous blessing. So being one that didn't go to college has been kind of a learning experience in and of itself. Mm-hmm. Working alongside him, also learning what not to do. Or if I do something stupid, he'll be quick to tell me. So, but that's pretty much it. Just oldest of the Edmonds clan of the kids.
History buff.
History, yes. Definitely do love.
Yeah.
And currently heading up the
abortion organization.
Yeah, so trying to get...
For our church.
Had a privilege of learning how current fight in abortion in our state was going and was encouraged and challenged by it. And so trying to lead our church in that endeavor. So because one thing to learn throughout that whole process in the fall was it's not good for Christians to have apathy, especially when there's a lot of abominations going on in your state, let alone your nation. And so I've been trying to just help lead our church and trying to not become an apathetic church or apathetic people, because these are some dark things happening and Christians don't need to be okay with it. So that's been an encouraging thing, and I've learned a lot through that. So that's been really a blessing from the Lord for sure.
Amen. And you and Elijah are co-meat bird owners.
Yeah.
Of several dead flocks.
Yeah, all that's done right now for the year. But that was one learning thing. Actually, Elijah, you might be good for you to explain that. Yeah. That's been a fun process.
Yeah,
this year.
It's been a lot of fun, huge learning experience. And we did 3 batches. All of them have gone to Fuso boot camp. And
quite the honor.
Some of them have been consumed already. And so it's been a lot of fun seeing their personality, because they're extremely... fat. They get fat quickly, and the way they walk, it's just so funny because they can barely walk.
Which, let it be known, we can only produce fat animals.
Yes.
We do not know how to produce skinny animals.
So just love them too much.
Name the biggest. What was the biggest pound bird that you raised?
Oh man, I want to say we had.
It was like nine pounds, almost 10 pounds.
Yeah,
yeah. I was gonna say you're pushing 10. Small turkey.
It was
yeah, basically
mini turkey.
But I'll tell you what. Not just trying to make things overvalue anything, but when you raise the bird and then you have to go in and you're about to process it, you definitely appreciate it more. You know, it's one thing to pick up a, I don't know, 7.5 pound bird at the store. When you raise it, you feed it, you water it, because it's not just something you just let go once a day. Yeah. You have to continually watch it, making sure it's all good.
Move it every day.
Move it every day. But then when you're there, you raise it for 8 weeks, and then you go in for slaughter day, and it's you really appreciate that this is a God-given creature that he's given you, and then now it's about to feed you. So yeah. It's a really valuable thing to do. So
I feel like before we get too far, though, we should allow Elijah to give a Bible.
One thing everyone needs to learn about Elijah really quickly is that he's totally fine to hide behind the shadows and just observe.
Yes.
So tell us, Maestro, what's your skills?
Yeah, so currently in high school, the Lord has blessed me with being able to lead the singing on Sundays with the piano. I've been blessed to have the time to practice and the ability to play every week. So it's been a real joy to be able to do that. Helping with the chickens for Lydia and the meatballs for me and Noah. And,
working part-time?
Yep, working part-time with my brother and Noah and dad.
Yeah.
So it's been busy, but it's been very profitable for myself.
Great. All right. Lydia, sorry, you don't get to say who you are. Everyone already knows that. So moving on to the first question. Give one word to sum up this year.
Oh, man.
Not all at once, guys.
Yeah, I'd say extraordinary. So okay. it would be extraordinary, but it's spelled extraordinary, which is like definitely like how I would say it.
Okay.
For this year, because it's like out of the ordinary. So it's extraordinary. Extraordinary.
Gotcha.
That would be my word.
Yeah. Wild.
Wild.
Wild. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably say eventful. There's never been a dull moment this year. There's been an interesting plot twist and turn through every moment of this year. Starting from New Year's Eve till now, it's been unreal. Absolutely unreal.
Mm. Esther?
I asked the question, so I don't have to
say. Oh, no,
you have to. Oh, come on now.
Honestly, I would say an enigma of a year.
Yeah.
Well, like, I feel like we need to give context to...
Yeah, I agree.
Kind of how it started.
Okay.
Okay.
Since you want to, you go ahead.
All right. So, there was a death in the extended family.
That was, memorial service was on Christmas, New Year's Eve.
Yeah, so the memorial service was on New Year's Eve. So we kind of ended the year with that. So we came home, we're like, all right, despite the sadness, we're going to still, you know, ring in the new year, party hard, try to enjoy. So we did. And we went outside to, you know, our toasting glasses all bundled up in the freezing cold. And we went outside to light the firework to ring in the new year.
Meanwhile, I feel like we need to give, I honestly don't remember everything that happened, but last year around this time was just crazy busy. Like there, and then there was a lot of, you know, emotion going on, and it was, and so we were like what Lydia was saying is like, we're going to party anyway, and we're just going to try to be joyful and rejoice and be thankful to God, regardless of what happens. And so with that context in mind, like we were really needing a booster of enjoyment and joy in this moment. So this was the point of like lighting the firework, like we're going to, toast and we're going to rejoice regardless.
Yeah. Proceed. So we did our, many years lately, we've been doing that for our New Year celebration would be like, we do karaoke,
One of the grand events of the year.
Yeah, we have like, we do karaoke and, you know, have all sorts of treats and stuff. And so it came time though to go outside. So we were going to light this firework. And so we did it. We live on a hill. And so it was very windy, but we thought we put it in a safe spot. So, you know, we're doing the countdown or whatever. Dad lit it. We're doing the countdown. He backs up.
And even on the firework was like a countdown, right? Like a 3, 2, 1 on the firework.
Right, yeah.
Like lit up.
But we never got to see it, right?
I guess not, because we had, you know, the timer, and then this big gust of wind comes up, and then it knocks over the firework. And so the firework goes off, like, I guess this was it one of those fountain firework things. And so it goes off sideways.
I mean, praise God, nothing caught pavement. On fire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So we
was shooting into the flowers.
And so we were all like,
bye bye, roses.
Yeah. So we were like, well,
sorry about that, Liz.
We were all like, well, Lord, I hope that's not a sign for how our year is going to go. So we like,
whoa.
Yeah.
And be all,
and yeah. A sideways fountain firework. So
we think that we actually don't think that the firework cursed our year, but.
The Lord just used it as a funny, like, buckle-up moment.
It was a sign of, just get ready. So, yeah. It's going to be a long ride.
Begins.
Yeah. Since then, the firework has been going off, and we've not been able to put it out.
No. It's continued to go into all flowers.
So, we decided not to light any fireworks this year.
Just in case.
Wait. Did we really?
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
We'll find out. Anyway, so when we say we've had a wild year, that's kind of how it started, and it's been a sideways fountain firework ever since.
Yeah.
But God has been good.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Yep. So what is one of your favorite memories from this year?
Oh, man. That's a good question.
A lot has changed, I feel like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just one, huh?
Just one. Doesn't have to be like your all-time favorite, but pretty close. One of your favorites.
Yeah, I don't know. While I'm thinking, a lot has happened this year. That and similar to what you're saying, that this year that almost doesn't feel normal. So, for example, before the new year started, we had a different president at this time, and so only a year has passed, and I'm already used to it, but. To think that this time last year we had a different president, and how much that has changed. This time last year we were praying for deliverance from such an evil tyrant, and then now how things have changed with Donald Trump's reelection, that it's that in itself has changed a lot.
Yeah.
And then with how much changed for us personally, how it looks now after Charlie Kirk's assassination. Mm-hmm. That for me was a huge, it's not a good memory by any stretch, but it was such a reminder of be a good character, because he was such a go-getter. And then I didn't really know what a blessing he was until after the fact, sadly. But after his death, that really showed, okay, us Christians really need to step up to the plate. And then not only him, but earlier in the year with John MacArthur and then Bodie Bauckham, sadly, it was we've lost a lot of faithful men. And so it's been a huge wake-up call that it's time for the church and the Christian people to step up.
We need to be like those men.
Yeah, we need to be like those men a lot. And so, and no way am I saying, to your question, that's been a highlight of the year, but in a happy sense. But it's been a highlight nonetheless, because it's been a huge challenge of don't be apathetic or anything like that. So.
Yeah. Well, good.
There's so many.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay.
There really is.
I guess I don't have a favorite. The firework was just funny. Yeah, like, that was a really funny,
little did we know.
Yeah. So that one, looking back, that's definitely up on the list. One for me would be, we got to be a part of a church plant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. And that was just... because, like, we were without a church. I mean, we looked for church, but it was for many years of just trying to find, like, a faithful body of believers. And so finally finding people, it's like, oh, my word, we're so like-minded. Mm-hmm. We're all kind of after the same goal, united under the same goal, and like
definitely
just faithful Bible believing Christians.
Yeah.
So, but just the build up to the first Sunday we all were going to meet.
Oh man.
That like there was, we were meeting on like Saturdays and in preparation and kind of walking through the distinctives for the church and all that. And so everyone getting to know one another, really just working on the relationships that are going to, of course, carry through. I just remember the word going around for that last Saturday before we launched was like electric.
You it really feel was.
Just such amazing joy and energy.
Boisterous singing.
Nothing like I've ever been a part of before. Yeah. And so that was definitely a highlight for me. Like we all were just so happy to be able to worship.
Yeah.
Like we all know, once again, we were united under the same goal and worship with like-minded friends. Like literally you can say as friends. And so that would definitely be a highlight for me.
It definitely is a family, a familiar experience with the faithful families there. Yeah. It's been a really fun journey being a part of all that. So that's been a, it's been a huge highlight for sure.
Yeah, that was fun. Elijah.
Yeah, for me, that is a huge highlight. Another would be being able to walk with Dad and Noah.
Yeah.
Being able to increase my income and have long experience from walking and using my hands. It's been a highlight for me.
Yeah. You've been a productive dude.
Yeah, it's very cool productive. To watch.
The Lord has blessed me.
You certainly watched enough mistakes, so I would hope that you would be way more productive than any of us three.
Well, y'all have laid the groundwork for me because y'all three have walked and built up a reputation for the family. And
well, thanks.
You're not just saying that.
No, that's sweet. Esther?
Y'all have all said good ones. I'm honestly trying to remember what all has happened in this year.
It's fun. Started the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, we started the podcast. There you go.
The store.
We started the podcast. And that is definitely, we've gotten to meet so many lovely women. And I know we've talked about this on the podcast before, but you know, one of the questions that we ask is if you could meet with a woman from history, who would it be and why? And it's like, we're getting that opportunity in real time. Mm-hmm. And so it's really been a lot of fun. And to see like the different friendships that have formed because of that, it really has just been amazing to be a part of this project. So I'm really grateful to the Lord for that. Yeah. So many wonderful women to meet, and we've got a lot of good advice, and it's definitely grown me. I know Lydia, you and I have gone and picked up books that have been recommends, and so that's been a lot of fun to be able to learn ourselves in this process. So
for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure y'all learned a lot through all that with the, because I'm sure y'all won't think y'all were doing this this time last year.
No.
Yeah.
I would have thought you were crazy.
Podcast was not on my radar.
No.
But the Lord said, hey,
watch me.
So what is one lesson that you learned this year? It's a good segue.
Oh, dang.
One lesson.
Prayer.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'd say that. Yeah.
We're talking about this with a friend recently. It was like when it says in the Bible, pray without ceasing, it's like, with the situations that have to come about for us to actually be like, no, pray without ceasing, everything. So that's, I think, been the biggest one, but it's also been really cool to see, like, I think we've mentioned this before, but the Prayer Changes Things book by
Andrew Sandlin.
Thank you. Just kind of realizing, like, you can take anything before the Lord in prayer and, like, actually have faith that He's going to do things, and then to watch that and to be able to praise Him for what He's done. So I say prayer has probably been the biggest thing. That's like, just be prayerful all the time and about everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's been one thing for me. When I got my hands on that book and read it, how, it showed me how, little faith that I had as far as asking God for things. Mm. And so it, huge help with number one, being reminded of how big God is.
Mm-hmm.
And also know and think about what it is you're asking for, because He will answer you, and that He will grant your requests. It may not be the way that you expect Him to, He would, but He did. And it's been a huge encouragement
and faith building. So yeah, that has been huge for me this year. Absolutely huge.
Yeah, I'd have to say prayer as well.
Yeah, ditto. We all learned the same lesson together.
Yeah, that actually, I feel like that's also been a theme of this year. The Lord's been, obviously we all have our own individual, he sanctifies us all individually, but then also just our family unit as a whole, walking through things together. So,
this is a good one. I'm excited for this one. What was your favorite read this year? And briefly, guys, Esther, describe what the book was about. Briefly.
Oh, why do you have to do that to me?
It's fun.
Oh.
Elijah, you should go first.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you've had a lot this year.
Y'all probably will not like my
answer. Oh, no. I bring didn't it. Say.
But I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Seriously.
You need to take their hopes to take them up very high and then just bring them down hard.
Yes. Yeah, so that was Lord of the Rings is going to. That is just such a great book. I haven't finished it yet.
It was great, guys. But I've only read the introduction.
A must-read book that I have not finished yet.
I haven't even read the appendix. I'm almost finished with that.
Inspiring.
I just got to the part where Sméagol died.
Oh.
So you're close.
Yeah, you're close. Yes, Tolkien is just the way he writes. Mm-hmm. is just so good. And Lord of the Rings, you can clearly see the standard. Right and wrong.
Oh, okay.
That Lord of the Rings, you see the standard, you see like what's good and what's evil. But there's a lot of changes in Lord of the Rings that the movies that Peter Jackson made.
Yeah.
A lot of changes.
All right, Lydia.
I
think I know what your favorite book is going to be. But...
Oh, I want to hear it. Go ahead. What's
my favorite? No. You need to say it first and I'll tell you if I'm right.
Well, I read so many good ones. Yeah, because I did Strangely Bright and Things of Earth back to back. Those are both fantastic.
That was this year.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Those were phenomenal. My more recent one that would probably be my favorite would be Evidence Not Seen.
I knew it.
Good. yeah, that was a phenomenal book. That was recommended by both. Christine Cohen and Gwen Newell, I believe.
Yep.
And then Noah got it for me as a gift. So, read it. Absolutely loved it. It's kind of like Unbroken meets Elizabeth Elliot meets George Mueller all in one book.
Nice.
And so it's very moving, but not in a weird way. Like you can definitely see the Lord, how he worked in her life, and then just all of the suffering and the sanctification process, and then just going through what she went through. She and her husband were missionaries overseas, and then World War II hit. And so walking through Japanese concentration camps, they were separated. And so just watching that story play out it's a very sad story, but also an amazing story, and one you can definitely learn from, and that I think every woman should read.
I think you told me she and her husband did not reunite.
I feel like I should say you're gonna have to read it to find out.
Okay. Yeah, I probably should. That's awesome, though.
Yeah, it's a great book.
Noah.
Yeah, that's a hard one. I read some good things this year, but one thing. I'll give two names, even though I could possibly think of something else later on, but I'll give them anyway. But first one would be a book that I read earlier in the year, Boys in the Boat by, I want to say, James Daniel Brown, I think is his name. I may be getting his name wrong, but everybody knows the book pretty much. But great read, fun, adventurous, go hard story. Was really... really fun read throughout the beginning of the summer. Just really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it a lot. And I was really inspired by the main story of Joe and his trial through hardship, and then making his way all the way from nothing in Washington, then goes and plays the Olympics and Nazi Germany. And it was just, that was a really invigorating story. Another one that I would say would be one that I read fairly recently. It was Churchill's story of Frontier War. Maybe getting the name wrong, but the Malakand Field Force. Mm-hmm. It's a story of British Frontier War, northwest of India, pushing the Afghanistan territory, how the British Imperial forces fighting Muslims in that area. Very much a young man's read, as I was told, and the person told me that very much right. It was really entertaining because there's also, not only is it a story of military conflict, but it's Churchill makes it very, very clear that this is a fight between civilizations, and he refers to it as Christian civilization. And so that was one thing really. Not only is his writing style just fantastic in his age, that when he wrote it was around my age. And so the fact that this guy wrote as he did back then, and how well-versed in the popular opinion of frontier war during that time, it was just really, really entertaining, really inspiring. And it was just a really fun read. So I'd say two. I could say a lot of others, but those were the two that I first thought of as good reads.
Awesome.
Nice. I need to read that.
Yeah. It was a really good book.
I would say, I don't know, it's hard. I was trying to remember all the books that I read this year. Wodehouse is obviously great, but I feel like I need to give a different one than just a blanket of Wodehouse. Till We Have Faces, huh?
Wodehouse is good.
Yeah. I read Karen Jeeves, and I'm in the process of reading Code of the Boosters, which is delightful.
Fizzing.
Yeah, I mean, Escape from Reason was really good by Francis Schaeffer. That was a really good book. And Till We Have Faces. I enjoyed that one. That was very fun. So.
Yeah, that was one, I think.
It was two. By C.S. Lewis.
Talked about a lot. Till We Have Faces.
Yeah, that was a good one. I enjoyed that. Plus, I had... there were several, it was funny, there were several build-ups to why I needed to read that book, but they had different people recommended it, and it just kept popping up around me, so I finally just did it, and I enjoyed it immensely. It was good.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Yep. So, what was your favorite movie or show that you watched this year?
Well, that was not too hard.
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, I'll go first unless somebody else wants to go. But
you can go.
Go for
okay.
it.
I would say if I had to say something new that I watched, Truth and Treason was just spectacular. Not only I had my doubts going in watching that film because you just don't know, is this going to be a stupid... And when I say this, I'm not taking anything away from our fellow brothers and sisters who are in the film industry, but you know the quote-unquote squishy Christian movie?
Yeah.
And so you just don't know. A lot of times they're not even really good Christian movies to begin with, and they're poorly made, and the message is just absolutely awful. But so I did have my thought that could be it in this movie, and yeah. I was very much proven wrong, and I was very glad to be proven wrong.
I feel like we need to get a side note, though, that there is a 4-part series on it that has come out. We have not watched
the 4-part
series. We just saw the movie that came out in theaters that was like... I don't know, 2 hours.
Yeah.
So I think the series is like 2 times that. And so
it was a long
movie. If you watch the series and it's not good, we didn't watch don't the series. Blame us. We watched the 2-hour movie. But what we saw in the 2-hour movie was really good.
Yeah. And I think the producers were Mormon, so they're very clear to pronounce the Mormon faith in that. Not in a distinct religious sense, but they're clear that they're Mormons in the movie. But other than that, it was a great movie of just complete heroism in the face of Nazi tyranny, and it was a very entertaining movie, well made, well written. The actors were great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it was a really inspiring, entertaining movie to begin with, and it was just absolutely amazing. So I would highly encourage anybody who hasn't seen that to read that, watch it. But
there's a book.
Yeah, I want to read that now. But to watch, especially in our times now. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of lies being thrown around, as the main theme of the movie is the truth will prevail. And that was what this movie was about. And it was amazing. So I would say Truth and Treason would be my movie for this year.
It's a good one.
Not Gladiator 2.
No.
Oh, that was trash.
That was even though I think that was last year that came out.
Was it?
Yeah, I did see it in the new year, I think. Yeah, yes. I did. And I was utterly disgusted.
Don't recommend watching it.
Don't do that.
Ever.
First one's better.
It is garbage.
What movies did we watch?
I don't remember what I had for breakfast.
Gluten-free waffles, ma'am.
I do. I understand that reference.
You got your All Creatures Great and Small?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was over this show. There's going to be another one that's coming.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited.
I know.
That's great. Mm-hmm. All Creatures is just great all around.
It really is. The best show.
Yeah, I can't remember.
The one with Rachel Shenton and Nicholas Ralph. Yeah. We haven't seen the older one.
Samuel West, Colin Woodhouse.
Yeah, I can't remember. I don't think we've seen many new about that for your birthday.
I will say, I forgot of something that I have to mention.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that was entertaining, I had surgery earlier in the year. And I was laid up for a very long time. And I was recommended the Jason Bourne series, and not all of it is as old series to begin with, but some of the movies I found quite interesting. The best movie out of all of them was the Bourne Ultimatum, and that one was very highly entertaining. It's not horrendous, but filters are available. I would probably encourage watching through all that. Again, not a notorious thing, but the Bourne Ultimatum was a lot of fun watching that one.
What was that one about that? Oh, my word.
The one about the... we watched it together as a family. It was an older one, but we saw it for the first time this year. It was about the kid that he was like... I think he had... Oh, my word. What was it called?
Oh, The Accountant.
The Accountant. With filters, that one was pretty good.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that's a pretty good movie.
It was one of those that was just like, if you just needed a movie to kind of kill time.
I hope you wouldn't want to kill time.
But in like, if you just went on like, I don't know. It was an okay movie. Yeah, it's a good movie for, you know.
First one.
Do not watch the second one.
Yeah, the other one's second one's trash.
So just the first one.
Still a good one.
But it was fun.
It was okay. Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
Other than that, I don't feel like...
I forgot. Yeah.
Was Equalizer this year?
Yeah, Equalizer. Equalizer's pretty good.
Yeah.
All three of them were pretty good. Yeah, all three of them. Third one was really good. Yeah, all three of them pretty good. Again, filters for that one as well. But yeah, those were entertaining to watch.
Lydia, do you have any solid recommends?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess, like... Yeah, All Creatures Great and Small was good. It's just a nice kind of family.
Yeah.
So, other than that, not really.
All Creatures Great and Small is very witty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, they'll throw in, like, Shakespeare, the Greeks.
Yeah, I feel like if you like Wodehouse, you'll probably like this.
It's a very, very family-oriented show. It's very, very good.
Yeah.
Very well
done.
It's
fun.
Very well done. Very entertaining.
The Dales. All right. Final. Oh, wait, no. We have two more.
Just two?
What is something... Well, I feel like we already answered that question. What is something big that you did or accomplished in 2025? I feel like we kind of already answered that with our store and everything. So I feel like... What's something that you're looking forward to in 2026 or a goal that you have?
Yeah, I'd say one big thing... with when Trump got reelected, one big message that Dad encouraged us with was build. So we've got this window. So we had 4 years of just utter trash and utter garbage. And mm-hmm. I think by God's grace, our nation is not where the
former administration wanted to take us, which I'm absolutely and totally grateful for. But one big thing that encouraged us was build. And so one thing for me that I was thinking was, okay, well, what does that look like for me? How do I do that? And then, so with all that in mind, and then the death of all three of those guys we spoke of earlier, J-Mac, Charlie Kirk, and then Vody. What a motivation then in the new year to propel that same message of, okay, I'm going to build, I'm going to learn, I'm going to grow, and continue to be a faithful Christian in my corner and continue to propel. Now, that may look different with certain projects, certain things that you're doing, but one thing I'm looking through in the new year is just continuing the work that we've got set before us, hands to the plow, steady plotting, and just continuing building what, and see what the Lord has in store for us next year. I mean, this year has been exciting and fun with a lot of unknowns, like, for example, y'all's podcast.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't know. One big thing that's been cool to watch you guys was this time last year, I was not expecting to be where you guys are sitting right now, because you both were sitting in a tremendous different spot then. Mm-hmm. And then now, seeing how God's worked through you, who y'all have spoken with, how y'all have encouraged people, that's been totally unexpected, but yet awesome. And so the Lord's just had lots of stories like that for us all year. And so I'm just excited to see what else that lays in store for us for the future, as far as all that goes, and just continuing to grow and advancing. So that will be one thing I'm looking forward to in the year.
It's good.
Okay, who knows? Another firework may fall over.
I hope so. I hope so.
Elijah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better be good.
I have two.
Okay.
And answer both questions. Looking forward to graduating.
Yeah. That's awesome. The last one.
Yes. So I'm looking forward to that.
And the Edmonds Academy.
Hallelujah.
I'm looking forward to the senior recital.
Yes.
Probably going to be mid to end May. So I'm looking forward to that. Playing like 30 or so minutes.
One song?
No.
Okay.
It's like separate songs, but I think the country is Germany, and we're going through the different periods, like Baroque, Romantic.
Do you need to explain
why you have a recital?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going through Bernay Music Academy.
Mm-hmm.
They're based out of Moscow, Idaho. And I have a teacher from there, not Sean Bernay, but Jaeger Winkler. And I started that last summer, went through that through the summer, fall, and then this past summer, mm-hmm. and I'm doing fall again. So last year I had a Christmas recital and a spring recital to end the spring year. But this year is a senior recital, so that's what I'm doing.
Real quick on that note.
Mm-hmm.
Well done, Blitz.
Very funny.
That was not that.
Well done, Blitz.
Favorite composer? or one of your favorite?
I have two. One
you
is.
You always have two.
I know, yes. I just can't have one favorite. One is Chopin.
Nice.
He's more meditative with his pieces. He has some joy. Well,
when you say meditative, what does that mean?
Like his pieces are like slow and like quiet.
Causes you to meditate.
Oh, okay.
The emotion of meditation.
An extra one, so bonus. Bach is one because he was a Christian.
Mm.
After every piece that he composed, he had SDG. For Soli Deo Gloria.
Are you supposed to pronounce it that way?
What?
Bah.
Bah.
Is that, no, seriously, is that how you're supposed to?
I think so.
I've always heard it Bach.
Yeah, I'm taking a course.
Stupid Americans don't know how to pronounce the name.
Yeah, I'm taking a course from Hillsdale about classical music, and the teacher there was a free online course, and the teacher there says Bach.
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 What was it? Where was he from?
Bach. Bach.
Yeah.
I think Germany.
Okay. That makes more sense.
So it's not Bach and Chopin?
Bach to Bach.
We're just words Bach here chopping. Sorry.
So those two
chopping away.
Another would be Vivaldi. His Four Seasons are just great. Very talented. So those two would probably be my favorites.
Nice.
So that was the goal. Looking forward to the senior recital and graduating. And then my goal would obviously finish strong and do well with the senior recital.
It's good.
It's exciting. There's
some exciting times on the horizon, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Lydia.
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 Excuse me. It's a goal and then something we're looking forward to. Is that?
Yeah. Okay. Both, either or both and.
Yeah, well, I guess it'd be both a goal, and then I'm also looking forward to it, just learning more.
That's great.
Books. Definitely. Just reading, gaining more knowledge, and of course, as you were talking about, Noah, just the kind of steady plotting, setting in motion now things that, like, lifelong learning habits that I could continue, of course, as Lord willing, one day get married, have a family. And of course, like, keeping up, balancing everything, the store. I'm looking forward to seeing kind of where all that goes.
Reading more and learning more. And I'm not trying to dumb it down, but
you make it sound like that's not a lot. No. Yeah. Like reading more, learning more. Of course, balancing all the, jobs and things. Mm. And it's not all like, oh, a job. It's fun stuff. All good stuff. So
what about your chickens? Anything upcoming with your flock?
We'll see if we'll get new. I don't know. I need to think through kind of that. But they're not even like a year yet. So
what about flowers? Any big projects coming up with flowers?
Yes, I ordered plugs.
So what does that mean?
Basically, they'll send me seedlings that they've started. So, like, some could get here and I can put them straight in the ground or keep them for a little bit, let them grow, and then put them out. So, basically, I don't have to babysit as much, which will save me a lot of time. So, instead of starting in, like,
some more flowers
February.
Some more flowers upcoming?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Esther?
E. I am very excited because I am beginning my 5-year plan of the greats.
Who are you starting with?
Lewis is this year.
Have you explained your 5-year plan before?
I honestly can't remember. So if I have, you can skip ahead. But if I have not, you can tune in. So basically, I've decided to start a 5-year lit reading plan on my own. I will read through Lewis, which will be this year. And then the rest aren't in any particular order. And then it'll be Jane, Austin, Chesterton. Wodehouse is going to be my reprieve in between all the years. And then I'm going to do Tolkien. And then, I'm trying to remember.
Shakespeare,
thank you. Yes, Shakespeare was my final. So
ends Esther as we know and love her.
we've been teasing that I'm going to be so weird by the end of this that no one's going to want to talk to me. No, it'll be great. I'm excited. So that is my plan. Again, Lewis is decided for this year, but I don't know who is going to go next. But yeah, I'll read other books in between to keep my sanity. But that's my plan. We'll see how long I last in that 5-year plan. So, awesome. The exciting stuff.
Yeah.
On that note, we asked those boys to pretty much everyone. I think we've asked it to almost everyone that's come on. So, but we're going to change it up a little bit. If you could have, normally it's tea or coffee, but I'm trying to think of something that y'all would enjoy. If you could have a pint with any man from history, who would it be and why?
Oh, I got to think about mine for a minute.
Yeah, I'd have to do...
keep this brief because we're running out of time.
Yeah, probably Pythagoras.
Okay, why?
Because everybody knows him as Pythagorean theorem, C squared equals A squared plus B squared. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
But what they probably don't know is he's the one who came up with the mathematics of music and came up with the ratio of tuning a piano. So I know that's aligned with music, and I probably talk about music too much, but that'll probably be someone that I'd love to have a pint with.
Pythagoras.
LA.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's really hard because I know I clean a lot. I know I clean a lot from talking with Churchill. And I know I'd be really entertained by talking with Teddy Roosevelt, for sure. Then again, I want to say there's somebody else that I'm thinking of that I'd love to talk to that would be really insightful.
Booker T.
Booker T would be fun. Wilberforce would be a good one. I'm studying a lot about Churchill right now, so I guess I'd do Churchill. He was very much a man. Loved His Majesty's Empire. Loved, not in the weird sense that people say it today on their own podcast or anything like that. Yeah, I guess for sake of it, I have to say Churchill. He was very much a well-read man, loved to write, loved His Majesty's Empire, was very much an advocate for good, and not in the weird way, because I think a lot of guys don't really know what they're talking about when they say this on their own podcast, but Christian civilization. He loved good society in the good sense of the term, and was very much brought a man born into the Victorian era, and was a replica of that throughout the 20th century, as he helped his nation fight two world wars. And so he was we don't have a lot of guys like that right now. So I'd like to say other guys I'd like to talk to, but he would probably be the most prominent guy right now I'd like to talk to.
Interesting character for sure.
Oh yeah. Very interesting character. Very colorful.
Good choice.
What about you two?
Well,
you probably said before, but what would you two say?
I did say, I said Sacagawea, didn't I?
I think so.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I think I said Jane.
Jane who?
Austin.
Oh, okay.
I think, yeah, probably.
She just seems like such a witty character.
Yeah.
Not like an Abigail Adams, something like that?
That'd be fun.
She would be fun. Miss Erica mentioned her.
I'll tell you, I don't know if I'm pronouncing her name correctly, but Jean de Albret.
Who's that?
She was a reformer.
Did like a Spanish R in there.
Yeah. She was a great reformer. So I would just
whose wife was she?
Can't remember. They didn't have a good relationship.
Oh, really?
Really. From what I remember. Anyway, she'd be fun. She was really courageous. And that is something that we are lacking in our day and age.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what would be really fun?
Or Calvin's wife, Idolette.
Not a lot.
Was she legit?
Well, not a lot said about her, which would be interesting to figure that out.
Yeah.
To meet her.
I'll tell you what I'd love. I'd love to have a conversation with Lewis and Tolkien over. In an English pub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would pay a lot to have that.
That would be fun.
That would be so much fun.
Yeah.
I would glean so much from that.
That'd be a lot.
Those two have shaped us. I don't think I can even measure how much they've shaped our family.
It makes you wonder, like, culture and all.
Yeah, that's true.
What was their like everyday conversations about?
Probably
nothing normal. Like this.
Very true.
All right. Well, thank you, brothers, for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
This was awesome.
Yeah, it's been fun. To be on this side of the curtain.
You're practically duty bound to come back.
You are duty bound. Yeah, we've already asked Noah to come back, so Noah's duty bound. We won't say what he's coming back for, though.
Yeah.
We'll leave that for surprise. Yeah.
It might have been hinted at, Olio. Might have been mentioned.
Signed a contract.
No.
I have to go to court if I have to back out.
Nope. We'll ask him back regardless. Okay, we're going to close. Thank you guys for tuning in.
And we will see you next time on the next episode of the Feminine Glory Podcast. Until then, pursue feminine glory.
Bye, guys.
Not us. just to be clear. I just wanted to be clear.
For all our male listeners, you pursue male glory.
Fight on, boys. Fight on.
Bye now.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Adios.
Toodles.
Well, everyone, thank you for joining us on this episode of the Feminine Glory Podcast. This is the part of the podcast where we're supposed to tell you to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel, mm-hmm. or just subscribe to Apple Podcasts, but particularly YouTube. So there you go. You can smash those buttons and
or you don't have to. If you find us boring, if you don't like us, leave, you can just not do that and not visit this podcast again. It's up to you. Would you rather
so
to listen or not to listen, to subscribe or not to subscribe?
That's the question.
Yep. So you can pick. You can pick. We'll leave it open.
Yes.
You can subscribe. We like YouTube.
Yeah.
Because it hosts our podcast. So.
And YouTube would like us to ask you to do this. So.
So there you go. We asked. So you can do that. Do that what you will.
We'll see you on the next one.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Who knows? All right. Bye, guys.